Dodgers looking to sweep the Marlins and extend their winning streak to 9. Rich Hill would be facing Chris O'Grady. Let's take you to the top of the first. O'Grady facing Justin Turner.
2-1 to Turner is driven out to left center. Another ball hit a long way. Back goes Ozuna at the wall. He climbs that wall but can't get it. It's into the Clevelander. Justin Turner with his 11th long ball of the season, and the Dodgers strike first. They take a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first. At the top of the first.
Chris Taylor on third for the Dodgers, who have a 2-0 lead over Chris O'Grady and the Marlins here in the fourth. The 0-1 swinging a drive back up the middle. Yelich is going to have to play it on a hop. The Dodgers have a 3-0 lead. Dodgers catcher Austin Barnes singles the center. And now the Dodgers back in business here in the fourth.
Usually you like that, not in this case. 0-2 to Prado. Swing and a miss. No double play, but a strikeout. Second in the inning, ninth in the game for Hill. That's two down now. And here comes Giancarlo. That was on June 6th. Pitch to Stanton, rolled into the hole, wide of third to his left, Turner. He's got it. Throws to first, getting over. Hill escapes. So the Marlins leave two big runners. They get a run, though. One run on three hits. They strand two to the sixth. It's the Dodgers 3, the Marlins 1. 2-1 to Hernandez. He's in the air to left. That's going to send Ozuna back. Onto the track in front of the Clevelander. He's climbing the wall and he caught it. He brought a home run back to end the inning. Second time Ozuna's done that this season. What a play, Marcell Ozuna. And a 1-2-3 sixth for Nick Whitgren, who breathes a big sigh of relief on his way back to the dugout.
No balls and two strikes. Jansen called out Barnes. He's ready out of the stretch. The pitch swung on a miss, strike three. The Marlins get one in the bottom half of the eighth inning. One run on three hits. They leave two after eight innings at Marlins Park this afternoon. The Dodgers have a 3-2 lead over the Marlins. We head to the ninth.
Jansen would go on to complete the four-out save as the Dodgers take this one 3-2. The Dodgers extend their winning streak to 9 and have now won 29 of their last 33 games. Rich Hill was brilliant. Five innings, one run on five hits with 9 strikeouts. In his second career start, Chris O'Grady goes 5 innings, allowing 3 runs on 5 hits while striking out 6. He would drop to 1-1. Here's what he had to say.
I felt great today coming into the game. I felt good throughout the game, you know. It was really just a couple small mistakes on a few pitches that really did us in on my part. Just missed a couple of pitches into Turner's zone that, you know, I knew coming in. He was one of the guys I needed to keep off the bases. Him and Bellinger and Seager, and did what I needed to do against the two lefties, but unfortunately Turner hurt us. So,
yeah, start with 3 pretty long fly balls. I imagine you sort of like the size of this ballpark, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that was definitely, I think this ballpark will be good to pitch in.
Chris, what did you see when Stanton went back for that fly ball crashing the fence? Have you ever seen too many plays like that, or any play with the ball? The glove goes over the fence.
No, I didn't even know what was going on until a little while after. I didn't realize that his glove had went over. We all of a sudden just stopped, and I didn't really know what was going on. But it was...
What about the effort of your outfielders in general, just for the whole pitching staff? Ozuna goes over the fences to snag that one. Stanton crashes the wall. What's your appreciation of the guys out there running down balls?
I mean, you got to love outfielders that are willing to do that. They're giving everything they got, made a couple of really nice plays today, all three of them. And, you know, it's nice to see that because you can trust them to make big plays when you need it.
You were again able to keep the team in the game here, just kind of how your confidence level may be growing at this point.
Yeah. Second start out, felt good. Would have liked to not give up 3 runs, maybe 2 or 1, but all in all, I felt pretty good, starting to feel a little more confident every inning, and, you know, that's a good lineup over there. They're very good, first place right now, and just wanted to limit them to as little runs as possible, keep the team in the game, and, you know, and we still had a chance in the ninth inning, so can't really ask too much more, and hopefully next time we can pull it out.
Don Mattingly and the Marlins unable to pull it off against the Dodgers on Sunday as they lose 3-2. Here's Mattingly on the loss.
You know, one of those games where Chris, you know, gets hit a little bit but keeps us in the game, you know, where it's not major damage, it's one run at a time there, and which we hang around. And then, you know, obviously the guys out of the bullpen did a nice job to keep it there and give us a chance. We started to scratch back. And like you said, we had a few chances with guys out there and just weren't able to get that big hit.
Don, on the play with Stanton, you know, what did you see there? Obviously, he made a great effort, and him, you know, the glove going over the fence. What are your thoughts on that play?
I don't know really what to think about it other than obviously he's trying to make a catch, and I didn't see any replays, so I didn't know it went over the fence at all because the ball didn't go over the fence. I didn't know how the glove got over the fence, but obviously, like you said, he made a huge effort to try to get there and make that play, and just a little bit short.
Choice of O'Grady announced late last night, so we didn't get to talk to you about that. Just kind of what went into that call, and just overall how you thought he.
Well, as we looked at, as we talked last night, we had two guys ready. We knew the two guys that were ready. And then when we decided what we were going to do on, what's today, Sunday? What we're going to do Tuesday, we just want to split the two lefties up. And we didn't want to go O'Grady and the lefty that we're bringing.
And just how you thought he did overall in his second start?
Okay. I think both games, he's not a guy that's going to overpower. He's going to have to hit spots and change locations. But he hung in there. And again, he gives up a homer in the first. And a couple of single runs later, as he through five innings, he gives us a chance, to stay there, get to our bullpen. If we're able to score anything those first five, it's still he's right in the middle of it.
Don, going back to the outfield play, with the play with Marcel in left field, was the difference in that just that he had more time to get back to the fence and jump over, or does he have a certain knack for making that type of play?
No, I think they're two different. I mean, G's play is on the run totally, trying to get there and with the wall. It's a different wall. You don't have the chain link where you can jump up on that pad. And O's ball probably had a little more height where you have a little more time to get there and have a better opportunity to go there and kind of make that grab. I thought it was similar to the one that he made early in the year. He got up on the fence and made one earlier. But that one, he just kind of misplayed a little bit from the standpoint it wasn't going to go over. But that one, obviously, was a really nice play.
And also looking ahead a little bit for the Phillies coming into town, coming off this, playing such a tough team. What are your thoughts on that series coming up?
We just got to get ready. Obviously, this day game comes quick. We've just got to rebound and get going. We were playing pretty well going into the break. We ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw here. Obviously had a chance to win that first one, and we're in this one. The second game was a little different. But we've just got to move on, and get to the next series at this point. I have a little bit of a rest in between, a little bit the rest of the day and tomorrow. So we'll just be ready to play.
Do you have your starter set for Tuesday?
We do.
Can you say, or does it involve a...
No, it doesn't involve anything. It's going to be Conley.
Conley.
Yeah. So that's what we want to split those two guys up.
And Deese okay, right? I mean, he looked okay when he came up as a pinch hitter, but he left early yesterday.
Yeah. He had a little neck... just like a little spasm in his shoulder. I don't know if he slept wrong or anything else when he was taking BP yesterday. He told me he was having trouble getting his head turned around, and as the game went on, you could see it got a little worse. It was one of those things. They were able to get a little treatment last night, got some treatment today. Obviously he's feeling better. I expect him to be back out there tomorrow.
Conley, obviously, he was coming in as potentially the starter going into the season, and he's been down there all this time. What have you seen the last few outings out of him, and where you felt
it's been back and forth, and the last one was good. He was the guy the development felt like was throwing the ball best. That's kind of the same situation that Chris was in when they called him up. He was throwing the ball best out of the guys that are down there right now. So obviously, he's been here. It gives him another opportunity to come and show us what he can do.
Monday, the Marlins are in Miami to kick off a series against the Phillies. The Dodgers are off Monday. They'll be in Chicago for a series against the White Sox on Tuesday.